With the nation's 250th anniversary coming up, we've been thinking a lot about how students learn about American history. Often, it's through the stories of the country's leaders and founding documents, which, yeah, that's important. But let's go on a field trip to a museum in New York City where kids are studying history through the lives of ordinary people. NPR's Corey Turner reports.
There are 22 apartments in the building.
Tour guide Kat Lloyd stands in the dim light on a first floor staircase, surrounded by wide-eyed teenagers on a field trip from their high school in Queens.
That's kind of all the definition of a tenement is, right? Any building with more than three families, each with their own kitchen.
This is the Tenement Museum, which explores the American experience by recreating the homes of real immigrant, migrant, and African American families.
For me, I always start to imagine then the sounds.
Lloyd tells the students this apartment building turned museum was built in 1863, and she encourages them to imagine it back then bustling with life.
You know, babies crying and like people yelling to each other across the hallway.
And children sliding down the smooth mahogany banister.
Please use the banister. So everyone who ever lived in this building also used this handrail.
I think it makes the history, you know, more tangible. You can smell it, touch it, see it.
Mike Agavino is the student's history teacher. He also attended a summer training the museum held for K-12 teachers from all over the country.
So let's go upstairs. We're going to the fourth.
They climb the stairs to a room of artifacts owned by a black family in the 1860s. Raylia Huesner, a sophomore, notices a pocket-sized copy of Abraham Lincoln's speeches.
I was looking at the speeches and addresses book, and I was wondering if it was like a common item in homes.
Lloyd tells her that book was actually owned by a teenager.
She was 15.
How old are you?
15. Oh, okay, exactly. So Parthenia Lawrence was your age, and that book belonged to her.
For sophomore Aaliyah Asrafali, this history feels suddenly more real.
She's normal. It just shows that it's not like they're just like historical figures that we look at. They were real people.
Further up, they visit an apartment made to resemble one shared by two families soon after the Civil War. Joseph and Rachel Moore were black.
She's the first generation in her family to be born free. And we know a little bit more about him. When he was 13, he was already working as a butcher.
And the Moores shared their two-room apartment with an Irish washerwoman and her son, whose father was black. Five people in all. One of the few other grown-ups on the tour is author Clint Smith, who helped the museum with its summer teacher training, and says the message here is...
Even if you're just someone who washed clothes in a building in the middle of New York or was the driver of a carriage, that you are still a part of the American story.
One of Smith's books, How the Word is Passed, is about slavery and its legacy. Today, he's along for the tour and to talk to the students who've been reading from a new young adult edition of the book. Back in the Moore's small kitchen, sophomore Catherine Brown recognizes a little whisk broom and kerosene lantern.
Growing up in Jamaica, we have like the broom, the lamp, and it's really interesting to see how these things have transcribed over time.
Oysters, the cheap fast food of the day, fry on the stove. Above, a line of laundry dries in the heat. The tour doesn't shy away from the family's poverty or talk of discrimination or violence. And neither does Mike Agavino in his classroom. But he says, like the museum, he tries to keep a balance between those hard truths and hope.
I am a grandson of immigrants. Most of my students are immigrants. And there's a lot of stuff in this country that just doesn't make sense to what we are promising. Right? We have this document, Constitution, that promises so many beautiful things. We may not be there yet, but we're marching.
Author Clint Smith puts it this way.
I think that the most patriotic thing one can do is to examine your country in the same way we examine ourselves, right? We don't look at ourselves and think we're perfect.
Smith says the most meaningful kind of patriotism is loving one's country, knowing all of what it has been and can still be. Corey Turner, NPR News, New York.